you're multi-talented artist. I mean, you know, I've seen your stuff on Facebook so long, your photography, your painting, everything else. Tell me about this latest one. This is quite an accomplishment.
Okay, well, what happened is I found out in the summertime that the Ontario Legislative Assembly, they were asking for works of art from different artists around the province, and they would be displayed if you were accepted into the sort of the canteen area and be displayed for a year there. And so I had submitted an entry before the deadline, and I know several other members of the Porcupine Art Club had also submitted entries, and some other artists in the area, and quite a few got accepted. And, you know, I'm seeing my friends getting their paintings accepted, and I'd been checking my emails, but I thought, oh, well, I guess I didn't get accepted this year into the exhibit. So while I was away on the conference here, I was actually on a bus tour, and I was using my phone as a camera, and I noticed that there was an email that said Parliament, sort of the heading, and I thought, okay, well, is this just something, because I have a lot of, you know, different mailing lists coming in. And then I opened the email, and I realized it was the person that was coordinating the art exhibit had been asking to verify if they had received my artwork yet. And I said, oh, I never even received an email. And it could have been something that was just like lost in all the inbox noise. It might have accidentally gone into a spam folder. And it turned out that, yes, my artwork had been accepted. And I was actually contacted either in October or December about it. And so I'm like, oh, and I'm in Toronto. And the ironic part is I had just been walking around Queen's Park taking some photographs in the snow the night before, this Tuesday. And all of a sudden it's like, I'm here, but my artwork, which also happens to be 36 inches by 24 inches, is not with me. So I had to frantically contact my husband. And luckily he works more in the evenings because at the music school he teaches after school. And so he was able to find the painting, and then we had to go and inquire different places where he could get it sent. And it was also so large, we're lucky there was a clerk at Wyatt actually helped him tape it up into, I think it was something like a television box or that. And then he was going to the Timmins Print Solutions because they had the FedEx, so they were doing it overnight. The one thing is it didn't go out until yesterday. And so as of 6:12 this morning, it's out for delivery to the hotel where I'm staying at. I'm just like, fingers crossed that everything goes through. And then I'm going to be literally taking it to Queen's Park this afternoon. So that's a bit of a rush. And yeah.
What a great story, the whole thing. So when is it going to be hung near the canteen?
The full deadline is like Monday, so no later than, and then it's probably going to be set up sometime, I guess, in early February and for the year.
That's incredible. You sent me a copy of that so we can show it to people on the website and they'll know what to look for, because there's so many school tours and things like that from up here that go through Queen's Park, right?
Yes, and there is actually, like I said, quite a few other artists from Timmins that also got their work selected. And actually the picture itself is a scene of Timmins, the skyline. It's a wintry scene. I had it showing in the Porcupine Art Club's exhibit last year. So it was a panorama northern landscape, which we did in December of 2023. And it's called Hilltop Round View because it's actually looking from the top, the back parking lot of what was the old CFCL station, the MCTV station. And Take Two Theater is there. And I had taken a photograph on a minus 30 night in 2020 during the pandemic. We had been doing some sort of like, we wanted to do sort of virtual presentations of that. So I had been up at the studio and it was a beautiful cold night. So I took the view looking out and then I sort of stylized it into painting. And originally it was going to be something for a calendar entry in 2021. And then I ended up setting it aside for about 3 years and finally completing it last December.
Wow. That's that's pretty good. Quite the honor for you and other artists from up here. What's next?
I'm probably going to be recovering a bit. It did cost a bit to have everything couriered overnight. It's about a good used lens worth. We'll just put it that way in terms of cost. But yeah, I mean, this is something, again, I can sort of put on a resume of that for the future as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, and I've got a lot of inspiration for other paintings. Actually, one of the things I'm working on this year is I'm doing, you might have seen a lot of people are doing these things called temperature blankets where they stitch a row of different colors depending on the temperature of the day of the year. So I've been working on a painting version of that where I've logged the temperature every day Twice a day, I divided a square into four sections. So I have your morning temperature reading or your low, your afternoon, and I have the actual temperature and what it feels like. And just January alone, I've been able to use all my paint ranges from zero to minus 50.
Yeah, it's been a good month for that, obviously. Anything you want to add to any of this?
Look for the opportunity when it comes up next year. I believe it's sort of in the late summer that they start advertising that. And, you know, just keep on painting if you're creative or doing other creative things, and enjoy.